From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the book of Joshua as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, Confronting Our Jerichos. Romans 15, verse 4 says, For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. As Dr. Cairns has stated, the city of Jericho confronted the children of Israel with many things that illustrate moral and spiritual truths for the people of God in every generation. Israel's battles and victories have their counterparts in the lives of individual Christians, as well as in the life of the church as a whole. In this message, Dr. Cairns is seeking to provide biblical answers for God's people facing obstacles. First of all, we've seen that believers face deeply established strongholds of resistance as individuals. Yet, it's not the will of God that His people live in a constant state of crisis, but rather that they should know the fullness that is in Christ. Then, every work for Christ finds a Jericho standing in its way. Sinners do not want to hear the gospel. On a larger scale, the Church of Jesus Christ faces many a Jericho, for the world does not welcome the mission of the Church as God's people seek to encompass the strongholds of sin and win the victory for Christ. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him. All the attributes of Christ as God and man are at our disposal. All the fullness of the Godhead, whatever that marvelous term may comprehend, is ours to make us complete. He cannot endow us with the attributes of deity, but He has done all that can be done, for He has made even His divine power and Godhead subservient to our salvation. His omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, immutability, and infallibility are all combined for our defense. Arise, believer, and behold the Lord Jesus yoking the whole of His divine Godhead to the chariot of salvation. How vast His grace, how firm His faithfulness, how unswerving His immutability, how infinite His power, how limitless His knowledge! All these are by the Lord Jesus made the pillars of the temple of salvation, and all, without diminution of their infinity, are covenanted to us as our perpetual inheritance. The fathomless love of the Savior's heart is every drop of it ours. Every sinew in the arm of might, every jewel in the crown of majesty, the immensity of divine knowledge and the sternness of divine justice, all are ours and shall be employed for us. The whole of Christ in His adorable character as the Son of God is by Himself made over to us most richly to enjoy. His wisdom is our direction, His knowledge our instruction, His power our protection, His justice our surety, His love our comfort, His mercy our solace, and His immutability our trust. He makes no reserve, but opens the recesses of the Mount of God and bids us dig in its mines for the hidden treasures. All are yours, saith He. Be ye satisfied with favor, and full of the goodness of the Lord. Oh, how sweet thus to behold Jesus, and to call upon Him with the certain confidence that in seeking the interposition of His love or power, we are but asking for that which He has already faithfully promised.
What grace is mine that you adore?
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
The Christian's pathway may be beset with many problems. He may have great physical afflictions. He may have great business trials or great family troubles. But in the midst of all the things that beset us as children of men, we are not exempt from those troubles. We have a great Savior. We have a great salvation. We have grace that abounds and superabounds. There is the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ freely available to every Christian. It is the will of God, as Paul taught us in Ephesians 3, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. As he said to the Colossians in chapter 2, you are complete in Christ. You are filled to the full in Christ. That is the will of God for the Christian, and nothing less. Now that is our birthright. But we're not long saved before we recognize that there lies right within our own breast a deeply rooted resistance to spiritual living. The greatest problems to our progress in grace are not outside of us, they are inside of us. They are not the world and the devil, oh, they will oppose us. But first and foremost, there is our own flesh. There is a Jericho in every bosom that would stand in the way of spiritual progress and spiritual living. There is an innate resistance to grace and to godliness. The Apostle Paul spoke of this in Romans chapter 7, in verse 18 and 19. And then in verse 21 to 23, he speaks of this resistance. He says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. To desire to grow spiritually is present in every Christian. If there's no desire in you to grow spiritually, you are not a Christian. Now that's an emphatic statement, but it's simply the statement of the Word of God. The desire for Christ, the desire to overcome sin, the desire for true holiness is the hallmark of a truly saved person. But how to fulfill that desire, how to perform that which our heart yearns for, is not so obvious. Paul says, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil that I would not, that I do. There is the conflict that every Christian feels. How often we have been in this position. We desire to do good, but we end up not doing it. We desire to escape from doing evil, but all too often we end up doing it. There is this constant conflict with the flesh. Paul says, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. I delight in the law of God after the inward man. That proves that he's speaking of his experience as a Christian, you know. For that's not true of any unconverted man. It's not true of any man outside of Christ. Only a Christian can say, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law warring in my members, against the law of my mind. It would bring me into captivity to the law of sin. What is this? This is your first Jericho. As soon as you're saved and you have the joy of the Lord and you have this great desire to go on with God and you're wanting to possess your possessions in Christ, you want to become a great prayer warrior, a great student of the Word of God, you want to become a great witness for Jesus Christ, a soul winner, a servant, a soldier, You want to be it all and do it all. That's natural for a Christian. But then, as soon as you're inside the promised land, there are the walls of Jericho. You've got to fight with your own flesh. Of course, there are other Jerichos, if I could call them that, that we bring from our past lives. There are cherished friendships. There are worldly entanglements. Sometimes what I would call the ghosts of past sins would haunt us. They would all contrive to keep us from going on and going through with God. This is something that every Christian experiences. Jericho has its counterpart in every Christian's life. Moreover, every Christian worker quickly realizes that strong resistance stands in the way of his service for Christ. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9, that a great door and effectual is opened unto me. But there are many adversaries. Everybody who sets out to serve the Lord and to work for Christ and to win the lost for the Lord Jesus finds that there is a Jericho standing in his way. Again, Paul wrote to the Corinthians in those famous words of 2 Corinthians 10, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Why does he say that? Because as soon as you set out to serve the Lord, you're confronted with strongholds of resistance. He speaks of some of those. He talks about casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. These are the walls of Jericho to every Christian worker. You go out after lost souls, and it doesn't matter whether they're here or on the mission field, you soon discover something about lost souls. And that is, they want to remain lost souls. Sinners want to remain sinners. They have an innate detestation of Christ and His gospel. Bishop Hall. If you don't know the name of Bishop Hall, I'll not take time to start talking about him this morning. Great old-time Church of England bishop. If the Church of England had bishops like Bishop Hall today, it would be a different church. It would be a totally different church. Bishop Hall, in his Contemplations, which, by the way, has been recently republished and gives to Christians some of the most beautiful meditations in the historical portions of the Old and of the New Testament. Bishop Hall said, "Every carnal heart is a Jericho shut up. God sits down before it and displays mercy and judgment in the sight of the walls thereof. It hardens itself in a willful security and saith, 'Aha, I shall never be moved.'" That's what you find when you go out witnessing. Does the sinner want to hear the gospel? No, sir. Does he want to hear about God's condemnation of his sin? No, sir. Does he want to hear about repentance and faith? No, he doesn't. Oh, give him an easy-going religion, and he'd be happy to receive it if it pampers the flesh. But give him the gospel of full, free, sovereign, saving grace, and you find that the heart of the ungodly is like Jericho. It's fast shut up against the advance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So when you go witnessing and working, you run into a stronghold. We find that here every Sabbath day. We find it here this morning. There are people in this very meeting who are the fulfillment of what Bishop Hall wrote when he said, "Every carnal heart is a Jericho shut up. And though God comes before you with mercy or with judgment, you still remain shut up." There are people in this meeting before whom God has waited for years in mercy. Yet you've despised His mercy. You've trampled underfoot every word of His grace. He has warned you of judgment, and yet you seek to resist that warning. You have obstinately rejected every overture of grace. Just like Jericho, you know, for hundreds of years before this time of judgment came on Jericho, God had held open the door of mercy. That was why He kept Israel for 400 years prior to this out of the promised land. The cup of the Amorites was not full. They had not yet reached the stage of wicked sinfulness that God would finally judge and damn them for their sin. He was still dealing with them in mercy, but they rejected it. When He came to deal with them in judgment, they thought they could resist it. Exactly like many of you who sit under the sound of the Word of God. You've grown up under the sound of the gospel. You've heard again and again and again the message of love, of mercy, and of grace, and you've dismissed it. Now when you hear the message of judgment, you think you can resist it somehow, someday, some way. You'll be able to defeat it. But be assured that all those who fail to yield to grace will most undoubtedly yield to judgment. Jericho has its counterpart then in the life of the Christian, in the life especially of the Christian worker and soul winner. And of course, throughout its history, the church has been like Israel confronting Jericho. The Apostle John said, "We know that we are of God and that the whole world lieth in wickedness." The world lies in the lap of the power of the wicked one. It's just like Jericho. It does not welcome the advance of the gospel. The world did not welcome the church of Christ. When you think of what happened on the day of Pentecost and thereafter, you would imagine that such a movement should have been warmly welcomed. What else was setting men free? What else was mending hearts that were broken, mending homes that were broken, making rebels into peacemakers, drunkards into sober saints? What else was doing it? Nothing in this whole wide world. And yet the Church of Christ was violently opposed because the world, like Jericho, was fast shut up against the Lord. Determined to halt its progress, it did everything it could to crush the infant church.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.